Quitware Media presents Good is the New Cool. Market like you give a damn. Written by Afdel Aziz and Bobby Jones. And narrated by Stephen Ulrich Jr. Copyright 2016 by Afdel Aziz and Bobby Jones. This recording is copyright 2016 by Wetware Media. For more information about Wetware Media and other great audio titles, please visit wetwaremedia.com. That's WETWAREMEDIA.com. Introduction. Why we wrote Good is the New Cool. It's a Saturday afternoon in Soho, New York. The streets are packed with shoppers and tourists, all busy exploring the luxury designer stores that are clustered in the area. Paul Smith, Prada, Balenciaga. Yet outside one store is a scene that looks more like a nightclub than a retail outlet, with a velvet rope and security guards. People are lined up outside, patiently waiting their turn, until the crush inside the store reduces enough to let them in. This isn't some high-end luxury boutique. This is a store that sells $95 eyeglasses and, for every pair bought, distributes a pair to someone in need. This is Warby Parker. Inside the store, the lucky ones who have gotten in are eagerly trying on pairs of retro-themed eyewear with names drawn from literature. Beckett, Huxley, Chandler, and Americana, Roosevelt, Marshall, Langston. The look of the store is inspired by the New York Public Library, all rolling ladders and floor-to-ceiling shelves with beautifully presented merchandise and vintage books, all of which helps to convey the inclusive yet aspirational allure of the brand. Super cool design has been a huge factor in the success of the brand. After all, people want to look good first. Regardless of any social good intent, the products themselves have to be appealing. The frames themselves instantly give wearers the kind of bookish, hipster image one sees in the pages of GQ and Vogue, both of which have covered the brand with the kind of breathless fandom that used to be reserved for Gucci and Tom Ford. But an equally crucial part of what drives the success of Warby Parker is that, for every pair of eyeglasses bought, the equivalent cost is donated to Vision Spring, a nonprofit whose goal is to provide eye care to those in need, both by training people in developing countries to give basic eye exams and by selling affordable glasses. Instead of a straight donation model, this creates a more sustainable approach, helping build the long-term infrastructure for eye care. To date, more than 2 million pairs of glasses have been distributed across the world. This aspect of Warby Parker is a large part of why wearing the glasses makes devotees of the brand feel so good, and it makes them want to tell others to purchase the brand. In doing so, Warby Parker has managed to create the holy grail for brands, a word-of-mouth magnet. A full 50% of customers coming to the website do so on the recommendation of a friend. Warby Parker has managed to come up with something remarkable. A brand that disrupts the status quo economically, selling designer frames for $95, logistically selling them online, stylistically taking retro cool to the world, and socially their impact in the developing world. In doing so, they have also created a business that is now valued at more than $1 billion after just 6 years. How did they do that? Warby Parker is the perfect example of a brand that has figured out the model for success we unveil in this book. How to make money and do good by harnessing the power of cool. They understand that today's customers want it all, and they have created a purpose-driven business all of us can learn from. But they are far from alone in today's world. Brands like Toms, Tesla, Etsy, Kickstarter, Patagonia.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?